Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something you are in every single day, which is your kitchen in Chinese. We have Rachel Kelly, the author of The Happy Kitchen. Hi, Rachel. 你好.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you. You wrote a very interesting book, which I have with me, called The Happy Kitchen. Can you share with us why you have this idea to write about it and why the kitchen is happy?
Yes. So the backstory is that I've had a history of depression and I had two major depressive episodes and I've got better, but I still had quite high anxiety. So around 5 years ago, I decided to team up with a nutritional therapist called Alice McIntosh to try and find out a little bit more about the science of nutrition and mental health and what could we eat for happiness, because I still had some symptoms. So I spent 5 years with her and we basically looked at around 150 different nutritional studies, scientific studies, and we tried to work out, could we come up with 70 recipes that took the research from the studies and then develop recipes that made things that were good to eat that could help with symptoms of low mood and anxiety. So we divided the book into 7 chapters and each chapter addresses a symptom like insomnia or low mood, anxiety, hormonal imbalance. And then we tried to summarize the scientific evidence. And then you don't have to worry about that because if you follow our recipes, you feel pretty cheerful, which is what I feel now. So this is why we call the book The Happy Kitchen, Good Mood Food. So basically that was the idea, another tool in your toolbox to use nutrition for good mental health.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so later we are going to learn more about the 7 major categories.
Yeah.
But before then, we can learn how to say kitchen in Chinese. The way to say kitchen in Chinese is 厨房.
厨房.
厨房. And 厨, basically, it's the space where we do the cooking. And 房 is more specific. It means space. So where we perform cooking, such activity, we say 厨房.
厨房.
厨房. And the way to say you are a chef, we say 厨师.
厨师.
厨师. 厨 is the same word to cook.
Okay.
And 师, that means the master, the person who is very good at something. 厨师.
厨师.
厨师. So you, as the author of a book, we can call you as a 厨师. You're not only a writer, you are a chef as well. So 厨师.
厨师.
厨师, that is you, 厨师.
Yeah.
And then when we say to perform cooking, to cook, we say 下厨.
下厨.
下厨. And you can hear 厨 is the same word to cook, and then 下 is the verb we use, and 下 means to go down. That means you get your hands dirty, you start cooking using your hands. So 下厨 is to cook.
Okay, I'm so glad we're talking about the word kitchen and how to say it, because it's a key point of what I have learned. Is I call the book The Happy Kitchen. It is not The Happy Diet.
Mm-hmm.
Also about the process of cooking and how that can also contribute to good mental health. By being grounded, by being creative, by being in the moment, by enjoying the senses and the smell and the color.
Right.
Very, very important philosophy of the book, that it's also about mindfulness and cooking and in the moment and enjoying that process. Because mostly we know we don't cook very much. We just shove something from the microwave. And actually, turns out it's much better for your mental health to slow down and enjoy and to cook.
Yeah, it's incredible that you came up with the scientific evidence to show.
Yeah.
And in fact, ancient Chinese Buddhism, they share the same philosophy. They actually encourage people to enjoy cooking and then to be mindful, to be grateful during the preparation of the either chopping and preparing, washing,
yeah,
and to the real cooking, to cleaning. The whole thing is the spiritual practice. So I'm so glad that there's convergence between the spiritual practice,
yeah,
to reach happiness and also the scientific evidence you are working on.
Yes, you make a very good point. And I think this is similar in the philosophy of the Christian tradition. And in the West, you know, in the West, we say grace.
Mm-hmm.
Before a meal, we stop and we're grateful. And that philosophy of gratitude is very good for your mental health. And as you say, in a way, you know, modern science is just giving us the numbers and the figures and the research for what many of us know instinctively and have known for centuries and generations, that this is very important.
It is.
Yeah, there is a limitation in just the medicine-based approach to mental health that, you know, you just take a drug and you're sorted. And I think increasingly people are realizing we need a much more holistic approach. And I was speaking and lecturing in Israel recently. And Israel, you see a psychiatrist, you see a nutritionist at the same time. So I think this will be a very big thing in the next 20 years that we'll realize the importance of nutrition for underlying good mental health.
Yep, you're really on the top of the wave. And since we already learned how to say kitchen, 厨房 in Chinese, should we complete the whole book? Your book is a happy kitchen, so we need to learn how to say happy in Chinese as well.
Yeah.
Okay, the way to say happy, 快乐.
快乐.
快乐, 快 is very fast and 乐 is music. So when you are happy, you play fast tempo music. So 快乐.
快乐, I love that. It's such a fantastic word.
Yeah, now we can put it together. Happy kitchen, we say 快乐厨房.
快乐厨房.
快乐厨房. Do you have plan to have your book translated into Chinese, Rachel?
Well, I'm very excited. I have my first interest from a Chinese publisher and they're very interested.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to go to China, yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be a great project because Chinese people, they believe in preventive medicine.
Well, I think this is so interesting and the West has a lot to learn because in the national health system in the UK, the basic approach is symptom-led.
Mm-hmm.
The NHS has two strategies on mental health, which is basically medication and a very limited bit of cognitive behavioral therapy, a little bit of therapeutic help. But what they're not doing is prevention and they're not doing underlying, you know, what's underneath a lot of these lifestyle illnesses.
Yeah. Rachel, you are a happy chef, so we need to learn how to say happy chef in Chinese.
Okay.
And we already know how to say happy, 快乐.
快乐.
And to say chef is 厨师.
厨师.
厨 is the same as 厨.
Yeah.
That's right. And 师 is a first tone, so we can make it flat, you can make it a bit longer. And when we pronounce it, we can try to make our mouth a bit round. 师,
师,
师. Yeah, that's right. So, 厨师.
厨师.
厨师. And to say happy chef, 快乐厨师.
快乐厨师.
That's right. So, as a happy chef in the happy kitchen,
yeah,
you are a 快乐厨师. And your lovely book, The Happy Kitchen, in Chinese, if you have a Chinese edition, you can say 快乐厨房.
快乐厨房.
快乐厨房, that's perfect. Thank you, Rachel, for sharing your insight with us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we learn how to say kitchen in Chinese, 厨房. To say the happy kitchen, we say 快乐厨房. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Rachel.
Thank you very much.